Father, we are indeed grateful again for another privilege to gather at your feet just to hear from you. We pray, Lord, may our hearts be aglow with fire. And tonight, a little broken word, may it make meaning, Lord Jesus. That our hearts will burn within us while you will be speaking, Lord. And you take the preacher away, oh God. And the people keep their eyes on us. And I ask tonight, Lord Jesus, may your blessings be wherever your children are gathered like this to hear this word. May you be well represented, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit divine, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's quickly turn our scriptures to the book of Luke, chapter 14. Thank you, sir. Luke, chapter 14. We are going to read verse 28 to 35. Luke 14. Verse 28 to 35. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 14, 28. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Say, for which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold him began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and he was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulted whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he had, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And then quickly, Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. Exodus 20, 17. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Amen. Say, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Have your seats. God bless you. Welcome to church again tonight. It's a privilege to be in church. Hallelujah. Tonight, we want to consider for a short while the fruits of covetousness. Amen. Covetousness is a spirit. It stems from discontentment, and it's very harmful and so slick that it slips in among believers quite unnoticed. You won't know it's there, but your actions will begin to manifest that it is covetousness that is the disease that is disturbing you. Now, from the scripture where we have read, you see, you need to know what it entails, what a business entails before you start it, if you are going to succeed. That's why one reason why the Igbos succeed in business, they learn it. Whether you have your PhD, doesn't mean. You must go to the market and do what they call otimbo. You serve somebody, follow somebody. And then when they begin to succeed, everybody concludes they are doing juju. No. You have to learn it. But if you look at the rest of us, we go into business because we think we have money.
And that's why we don't travel far before you know you crash. Because everything has a secret. And the Bible says you must first of all sit down, count the cost. If you are going to start a building, whether you can finish it. If not, you will hit a wreck. So one day, our subject is Brother Bela. You wonder why I call him Brother Bela? Brother Bram said he was a believer. He said he was a believer. That's what the prophet said. He's not a juju man. Brother Balaam was given a business proposition. And when the proposition was given to him, Balaam knew that this business concerns the children of God. He was to go and curse what God has already blessed. And for you to do such a thing, you must step on God's divine instruction to bless what God has caused or curse what God has blessed. He knew what the business entails. So he went back, made consultation with the message of the hour, looked at his Bible, and he saw that what he wants to do is contrary to the scriptures. And then he went back again and consulted God, because this business pertained to the children of God. And so when he consulted God and they met him, gave him the preposition, Dr. Bala, we will promote you even before you finish this business. Just help us and curse God's children. But the brand said he was looking at the back part of the Israelites. And looking at them from that back part, the prophet said he could see all their mistakes. Amen. It's a man that knows you very well that will always sell you out. May God help us, church. This is our disease. It's very sweet to gossip a brother to an unbeliever. I've had somebody say one time, in fact, said, this message deliver said, it's like some unbelievers are better than message believers. God, you don't know what you are talking about. People that Jesus Christ exchanged his blood for, you are saying that there is somebody that is more expensive than the blood of Jesus Christ. Brother Brown said, you are more important than the blood of Jesus Christ. He didn't say that to make you happy. He was just telling you the truth. Because Christ had to exchange his blood, since you are more important, he gave his blood and collected you. Balaam knew all these things, and so he went to God. And after consulting God, God told him, this proposition given to you is a no-go area. Don't start this business, because you will not succeed. But because of covetousness in his heart, Brother Bram said, I'm going to read it. He said he was crazy for money. Covetousness, my God, has a terrible spirit. You know one truth about covetousness is going to blind you. It will blind you to divine instruction. It will blind you to the message of the hour. It will blind you to the presence of God. Baba said the Holy Spirit will be standing. You will not know he's standing there to caution you. That's why when you come to church, after the preacher has finished preaching, you go and check him outside. He said they have told us about them. Brother Sam, you have gossiped this church to the preacher. Only one man speaks to the preacher, and that is the Holy Ghost. No preacher preaches on gossip. Because you are blinded, completely oblivion of the working of the Spirit. That's why you begin to think that way. And so when God told him, don't go, he went back, his business partners came back. They say, how about our proposition? He said, forget about it. The thing will not work. The Bible says they brought the games of divinity. They went and packed the appointment letter. The prophet said in one message, he said they promised to make him the archbishop. They brought the appointment letter. They told him the status, the staff quarter they are going to give him, and the new car is going to ride in town. So by the time the presentation was made, he blinded him. Then he set out in his journey. He took his donkey that day. But Abraham said, because he told them he can't do it, and later went back to do it, he said, God now answered his prayer according to his heart. Be careful what you are desiring. Can I hear amen to that? You might be desiring the very thing that is going to destroy you. Father, give me. Father, give me. You use your energy and do all the acrobatic fasting and prayer to give you what will destroy you. That is why you have to suffer that. While you are asking God, allow God to have a right of way. If it is your will, Lord, hand this over to me. Let your will be done. He insisted. God said, all right, you will go. But I'm still going to set boundaries for you. When you get there, it is what I have put in your mouth. That is what you are going to say. That is enough caution. That God said no the first time. And God is saying yes the second time. It should have been caution for him. But Abraham said, he had the perfect will of God before him. Which is the message of the hour. Can I hear amen to that? That is the mind of God for today. The message is Bible explained. It's not different from the Bible. It's one single thing explained. He had the message of the hour, the mind of God, but when he went back and God said, go. Robert said, he took the permissive will of God. He said, and God permitted it for the purpose. And with the permissive will of God, he set out for the journey. And when he got to close to where he wanted to execute it, in his heart, he wants to do it. Because covetousness has blinded him completely. He was not seeing anything other than the money and things they were going to give him. So he set out to do the job. By the time he got there, the angel of the Lord first of all stood in a place that is open. The Bible says, that's Numbers 22. He said the ass, the animal he was riding on its own, branched to another place. The man said, which kind of car is this? Now me host steering, now you want to drive yourself. Come on. He started flogging the donkey. The donkey changed direction. The scripture says, the angel of the Lord went to another place again and stood before him. Where he was standing was enough to accommodate the angel and himself. So what the animal did, he avoided the angel and made the feet of Balaam to bruise by the wall. The thing angered him. He said, Nami buy you. Nami get you. Nami they fool you. I will show who is master today. He continued flogging the animal. Covetousness is a terrible spirit. It will blind you. It will be pushing you to your own grave. You will never know. It will seal your ears to holy warnings. Why they preach, the more you get annoyed. Why are you getting offended at preaching? If the brother read the quote and he concerns you, why not repent? What is getting you offended? He says he's talking about me. Why did you come to church in the first place? So that they'll be clapping hands for you. No, sir. Bible says they heap for themselves teachers. They have itching ears. I don't believe you have itching ears. You want to hear the truth. Is that not? That's why you came. Is that not? And so we have to talk about you. If I see you doing something, I will talk about you. I have a God-given right to talk about it. But I said, let God touch my pastor. If he see me doing anything, he said, let my pastor preach it. Why are you getting offended? The angel of the Lord stood two times. The donkey was wise. And the eyes was open enough to see the angel of the Lord. But a prophet, a howling prophet, was so blind by covetousness, he couldn't see the angel of the covenant. The angel left that place again. He made sure he go to a path where there is no chance. And block it very well. I don't know how many times God is stopping you from trying to do something. Some of us here, there are certain things we are trying to do. The angel of the Lord is stopping you. He could stop you by a sermon. And when you come like this, something will be mentioned direct. What is left is for the mention, Brother Dan. That's all. And you will know you are the one they are talking about. You will know it. There's an inward witness. It will tell you it is me they are talking about. But you will seal your ears because you have already made up your mind. How many times has God stood in your way? And before you know, he stood there, that tiny place. While he stood in that tiny place, the donkey got to that place. And donkey had no option again. He just collapsed down. He said, I can't pass by the side. Nowhere to deviate to. If this is the place, let me end here. But in front, I will not go because there's a sword standing to take off my head. Brother Brown said, Balaam was crazy for money. His own was just money. Amen. Your own might not be money. You may be crazy for that unbeliever girl that is speaking in tongues in a Pentecostal church. And you think that denomination is the same with this message. Because they are speaking in tongues. They used to sing our songs. And you think you can marry and convert. You will see that you are not smart. The devil will bring you to your knees. May God stop you on your way. By the time the donkey now collapsed, the man removed his cane again. Started flogging the animal. Church, I want us to be sincere with this question. If you wake up in the morning and the chicken or goat or dog in your house that is your own animal, as you open the door, the dog just come and say, good morning, daddy. Daddy, I just want to greet you, sir. Will you be there and be responding to the dog? No, you will stay there, is that not? Chicken just come like this, just stood by the door. He said, mommy, I don't want to greet you. Last night was wonderful. Then you'll be there. Oh, you will advise yourself and close the door and wipe your eyes. Am I dreaming? If this is not a dream, you open the door again. The chicken said, mommy, you are the one I'm actually greeting. You know the fastest runner in Africa one time? They call him Ben Johnson. You will use the back door and do Ben Johnson and be calling for help. But listen to me, church. An erring prophet who had been blinded by covetousness was talking back to a donkey. That is to tell you the severity of covetousness. It will blind you. You will not take holy instructions again. He was talking back to the donkey. He said, if I had a sword today, I would have shown you that I'm a man. I'm your master. I fuel you. I take care of you. Why did you disgrace me like this? After bruising my leg in the other corner, you come here. The donkey was busy pleading. He said, Oga, we have been working together. Has there been a time that I've done this kind of thing? I've been very humble. If we are going to the market, I go faithfully. The erring prophet was talking back. That is what covetousness will do in your life. They will read quotes that this action is contrary to the word of God. That on no account should believer marry unbeliever. You will modify it. You will go to the house and modify it. You know how to do it now. You know how to do it. There are a lot of us here. Sometimes we go home to re-preach what has been preached. And I tell you, the effect is seen in our children. Yes. My people say when you feed elephant and it grows fat, it will pull down your house. When the preacher finished hammering sin, you go home and water it down. It will be seen in your children. They will start breaking church order. And one day you will bring back the prayer request here. Anointing on here cannot help that child. Parents, listen to me. You have to go back and live right before those children. And unwind those things you have planted inside of them. And make your children respect the pulpit. That's when you are going to get it right. If you don't do that, you will pay for it.
Let me read something here. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. 530614. 14, 53, 14a. Okay. That's earnestly contending for the faith. I'll read paragraph 41. Listen to what the prophet says. Rabbam said, now, here come Israel up. Talk about bad things. Look what Israel had. Every ungodly thing could be thought of was right among them. Here they come, Johnny. Now, here come the prophet Balaam, coming down to curse Israel for Balaam. What a type of today. The hireling prophet, trying to curse what God has blessed. You couldn't do it if you had to. You won't succeed. Listen, it is where we choose, not a prophecy you need from somebody. Are you getting what I am saying? There are a lot of us here. We are waiting for somebody to tell us it is well with you and begin to believe it as a prophecy. I was coming down from church one day. These magicians, by the way, I'm not moved by those things. I have the word of God. I am blessed already. I don't need anybody to tell me that. I'm a believer. It's my own. So, I just met him. He looked at me. He said, I have something for you. You look like somebody. I said, give chance, give chance. Give chance, give chance. When people are still seeing visions about you, if they don't give you vision, you will not move. You have a problem. The prophet said, he said, God is sovereign, and I believe he can do anything. He said, but I am more sure about the one that is written here. If you are not satisfied with this, there's a problem with your experience. You go looking for prayer houses where they are going to tell you it's well with you. And one of the problems we are having today, I was challenging a preacher. I said, all the prophecies you see about people is all problem. You need to see any good thing for a person body. Oh, now so they are chasing you. Your mother wants to kill you. Your father is the problem. Let me tell you a story. There was a young man who were neighbors before I wedded. We shared one room. I was one room in front. He was one room behind. He was doing part-time job with NMPC. So there was, Pepe was coming. Every evening, he will use his music and disturb me. That's how you be hearing music. I went to his house. I called him to my room. I said, please follow me to my room. When he got to my room, I said, look at this room. Have you seen where they use books to decorate bed? He said, yeah, no, see. I said, me, I read books a lot. See my bed, books all over. Please, this music, I don't need it. Play your music to yourself. I want to enjoy my... We are in your room, but you should not interfere with my peace. Please, let me have my peace. He repented a little while. But when his guests come, they will start again. Be doing it. You are sowing seeds. One day you will reap. So one day, he took it. Like joke, from headache to purging, from purging to another thing. I came and encouraged him. I said, why not go for tests? So he went for tests. When he came back from the test, I collected the doctor's report. I was looking at the report. You know, they'll be mentioning fat, maybe negative. Glycerin, this one. They got to HIV. That plus, he carried his own Bible. He went to the plus. He painted the plus until the thing turned to negative. I saw the report. I said, I called him. I said, Asa, what kind of doctor is this? Why the doctor they write this kind of thing? He said, don't mind them. Now so they write. I said, sir, this year, go and do another one. He was HIV positive. When he noticed that he had gotten HIV down,
The music died. All those ladies that were coming to do boom, 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 everywhere, quiet. You see, the thing you love now is killing you. When the music died, to worsen the case, those of us that are looking for prayer somewhere, you are mounting of the fire. You are the one carrying fire. You are going to look for fire in another mountain. What a disgrace. I'm ashamed of your experience. He went somewhere to a prayer house. Somebody that is dehydrated. Somebody that is purging. They gave him 7 days fasting. They first of all told him that it is his father in the village that tied him. So when they brought the report to me, that is the father that tied him, I said, the person that saw the rope, he should go and lose it. Nobody, you see, said entire. Go and lose it now. Go and lose the rope. You saw the rope, then lose it. Then they gave him 7 days fasting. Brethren, he didn't come out of it. He fasted and fasted to hell. That's what you want. It's your own choice. Stop jumping from place to place. Be contented with this message. Brother Brown did not disturb us with spiritism. He didn't disturb us with catching of witches and wizards. In the amount of anointing that that man exhibited, he gave us a simple message. Just come to church like you have come like this. Hear the word of God. Go home. Pray with your family in the morning. Read your scriptures. Pray in the night. As simple as that. Then the prophet said, God will take care of the rest. But what most of us like is, go and bring 3 candles. Bath 3 times in the river. Bring 1 white cloth. You want to contribute to it. But God says it is not what you have done. He says it is what God has done for you. All you need to do is accept what he has done and keep riding on that liberty. Covetousness is a terrible thing. Listen. Ron said, here he comes. Why? He was so money crazy till he couldn't see the Holy Spirit standing in the room with a draw sword. The mule knew more about it than he did. That's right. If people just had some good new sense today, what is new sense? The sense to recognize the presence of God. The message of the hour is the presence of God in our day. Unfortunately, it is not recognized by some of us. That's why they will challenge you, or they say a little thing, fear wants to kill you. Just a little thing. You go see, fear won't kill you. Somebody took me to the police station one time. And when we got there, he took me to police station for fraud that I defrauded him. When we got to the police, he left the matter of fraud and start telling the police that they should warn this man. He's always praying in the night and be binding Satan. Those of you that don't believe in your prayer now, I asked the police, I said, police, help me ask her. In name, na Satan. I am binding Satan in my room. He's living in another room far away from me. How is he now disturbed by me binding Satan? He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. If you come thus far in this message and you don't know that you are the mountain of fire yourself, you have a problem. Stop catching witches. Stop going to places where they give you visions. You are the vision of God being expressed in this end time, walking straight right into rapture. Why are you looking for another vision? You want somebody to tell you it's well with you? What the problem is? There is no problem. But Abraham said there's no need to worry. He said God is in control. It's just a trial. It's a passing phase. You'll go through it. Hallelujah. Prophet said, here was the mule, seeing the angel of the Lord. He shunned off to one side. He knew he was out of the will of God. Then notice what taking place there. Then he gets down there and he looked out. Now Balaam, or Balak rather, the king of Moab, he wasn't an infidel. He was a believer. Are you getting it? He was a believer. If it's in our day, he believed the message. But he used to go and consult mediums. Here is two sets of believers. Same spirit like Cain and Abel. They'll come right down again. So which spirit is possessing you? Message deliver. Choked with covetousness. It's in the message. But it's admiring the acrobatics that they are doing in Pentecostal. Thinking that they are doing something great. Because they used to hit ground and jam the floor. Any gift that the word of God cannot correct is not of God.
May the Lord help us. Oh, because of my time. Let's get to something else.
Alright. Now, let me present something else to you. Please flash 2 Samuel chapter 11. I want us to read it together. 2 Samuel chapter 11. I want to read something there so that you pick. Amen. See, God knows what he's doing. All right, 2 chapter. All right, 11, verse 1. Please read along. Bible says, it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle. Amen. So every time, every new year, when you get to a new year, there's a certain time all the kings within a specific area will come together and slug it out. When they slug it out, if you win in that battle, all other nations will be paying tax to you. Are you getting it now? At the end of time, when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel. He himself as a king did not go. But it was the time for kings to go to battle. And they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Verse 2. He didn't go. He was in the right place at the wrong time. Brother Bram said, miss work, don't miss church. Some of us, even when it is in our power to come to church, because the business has blinded us, you call it peak season, peak period. That is the time you become expert in your business. And forgetting that your brethren are here praying. You don't know what God does each time you come to church like this. You enjoy the benefit of the corporate anointing. This one comes with a fire. That one comes with a fire. Your own fire was weak. But by the time you come, this other fire combine. It becomes a larger fire. Then that mountain is consumed. But you stay somewhere. You are doing your own. And when you are doing your own, listen to what the scripture says. And it came to pass in the evening time that David arose from off his bed because he was idle. He's supposed to be in the battlefront. And walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. You know the remaining story. Is that correct? When David saw Bathsheba, he started making inquiries. He coveted another man's wife. Did you get that? Exodus chapter 20, verse 17. He said you should not covet another man's wife. But by the time David was doing this, because it was covetousness in his heart, he blinded him to Exodus 20, 17. Remember, David, God qualified him as a man after God's own heart. And I tell you, God is not a Nigerian. God is not a Nigerian. If God said this thing is black, it's black. For God to have said, David is a man after my own heart, he has spoken the truth. This is a man, he wants to please God all the time. He wants to be in service all the time. All his resources, he pulled it for the kingdom's sake. He was not doing to please anybody, just to please God. David is not interested in what people say. His own is how to please God. God reckoned it in heaven and wrote that thing against his name. But here is a man, after God's own heart, fallen from covetousness. Because why? He was in the right place at the wrong time. He ought to be in battle. If it's time to pray, you ought to pray. The Bible says flee. When it's time to flee, it's not time to pray. Carry your leg, run. When it's time to turn your head, that's not time to do it. Turn your head. Abraham said, turn your head. He loitered. And Brother Ramsey, he said, your sins will find you out. You'll be caught in your craftiness. That's why when you want to serve God, just open your heart. And serve God not because of the pastor. Just serve God. Not even because of your parents. Just serve God. And what happened? He got enticed, did his scheming, brought the woman in. He closed his eyes to Exodus 20:17. He did it and cleaned his mouth as if it had gone. He shoved it under the carpet. The Holy Spirit saw it and gave him a reward for it. The lady sent after some days. He said, tell the king that I am pregnant for him. Ah! Listen, king knows the scripture. He knew the consequence. That he cannot marry somebody's wife. What are we doing today? In the message, people are marrying other people's wife under prophecy. They are using prophecy to marry other people's wife. That prophecy is from the pit of hell. Somebody came and told the prophet. He said, I dreamt. I saw myself with this sister walking down the aisle. Prophet, what do you think about it? Brother said, your dream was mighty sweet. But it came from the pit of hell. You think God said a lot to break church? Let me say it here. If you are a minister, it does not mean you can jump to another corner and open church. Can I hear amen to that? Because you are a minister, you don't wake up one morning. Any church that is started under grievance will only be gathering grieved people. It's a gathering of aggrieved people. The Spirit of God can never be there. You start the church of God by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And you follow it according to the word of God. Go and read it. Papa will go to preach. He told Brother Peregrine. He said, I have not come to start a church. He said, what I've come to do here is to support what you are doing. And when he preached, he won convert. He said, look at Brother Peregrine here. And this man of God seated here. He said, you submit to them. I'm a minister. And so you can just come to town, look for one small house or one primary school. You don't start church. God is not in it like that. You don't start church by grievance. You will gather aggrieved people. And the Spirit of God cannot stay in an aggrieved people. Covetousness is a terrible spirit. You use prophecy to break church. And be labeling daughters of God witches. A pastor level one like that. Thank God for the gift of this age. She came before the prophet. Brother says, madam, you are not a witch. He says, your pastor that level you a witch. Where did we see ministry of catching witch in the message? Brother said, God will take care of those things. Leave those things alone. Because we stay here and we'll be looking at Pentecostals. What are they doing that they are getting members? Then we start scouting for members, not for believers. We are scouting for members now. So we now begin to do what they are doing. Like some of our Muslim brethren in the north. They are now conducting wedding with white clothes. You don't understand? They will wear white gown and match. I don't know the song they are using to match. And some of them, let me shock you, some of them, that's why they are without excuse. The military will be playing gospel song. You don't know that? All the songs the military play are gospel songs. When they are playing it, they'll be marching to Zion. Muslim is marching to Zion. And you are here admiring them. Instead of them to be copying you, you are not the one copying them. May the Lord help us. When David finished his scheming, and the lady told, I am pregnant, he scheme again. You see, he started from coveting after a man's wife. Watch the ripple effect. From there, he sent for Uriah. Brother said Uriah was a proselyte among the Jewish religion. He wasn't an Israelite. But he had better sense to know that Jehovah was the real God. There are people standing somewhere admiring your God, but you don't know about it. They want you to be their friend. They want you to pray for them. But you are now admiring them. A proselyte. When he came, the king gave him a nice certificate. Uriah was a junior rank soldier. He did not have the right to see a general, the king. But that day, doors were open for him. He broke protocols. He said, bring him inside. The king said, how is the war? How is everything? Give me situation report. He gave him situation report. He said, okay, this night, you go and rest. Uriah left the king's presence. When he got outside, the Holy Ghost asked him, you are going to rest. When your brethren are in vigil, you are doing YouTube in the house. I didn't hear amen to that. Did you hear what I said? Your brethren are doing vigil. You are doing YouTube in the house. You are on TikTok. They are in the church. Pray. You are at home. You are doing TikTok. That's what you are doing. Church services are becoming boring. See, evening service, how many of us are here? It is those that have the burden that are here. Other people are so tired. Ask them where they have gone now. You see the problem? By the time he did that, Uriah said, something, Uriah, where are you going? Uriah told himself, how can my commanding officer, Joab, a general, is in the battlefront? Me, I go and enter the house, I'm sleeping in the comfort of my bed. It cannot happen. The Bible says he slept at the king's gate. Early morning, David said, did he go? They said, sir, he didn't go. He slept by the gate. He said, bring him in again. This time, the scripture says, David consciously made Uriah to be drunk. Prepare the wine. Increase the volume of alcohol. Presented it to Uriah. Uriah took it and drank. But thank God for that man. He had so much of God inside of him that even alcohol could not delete it. May God give you that victory. That you get to a point, you have so much of the Holy Spirit, nothing can delete it from you. After drinking very well, king says, make una carry and make it a go. By the time you get to the gate of his house, allow him enter inside. He staggered and was going. He was a drunkard now. When he got there, the wife said, husband, you are back. He said, don't worry, lock the door. I will go back there. I want to tell the king something. He went back again and slept at the king's gate. Early in the morning, the king said, where did he, was he in the house? They said, no, sir, he still slept here again. Satan was giving him more ideas. The devil is giving you more ideas. Brother said, the day you see a man stop coming to church, he said, that is not the day he backslided. He must have sat in the church and be gathering offense and be writing them down. On the service on the 19th like this, it was me that they were preaching. On the 12th, they preached my wife. On the 17th, they preached my daughter. I think enough is enough. I know what to do. This is how people leave the church. They pile offenses. And when the thing is piled, most of them, if you ask them, what is the problem? They say, no problem. Lie number two. Because there is a problem. Satan. Then, the devil told David, he said, write a letter of execution of Uriah and give it to him. Uriah to pack it back to go and meet Joab in the battlefield. Brethren, to tell you how faithful this man was, the very letter that expelled him from life, he was carrying with his hand. He loved the king. He loved the God of the king. He loved God's people. He did not break that trust. You know one of our problems in among us? That's why we cannot do business among ourselves. We can't even trust ourselves. I was told in court, let me tell you, that a gentleman's agreement also holds in court. If the law of the land recognizes gentleman's agreement, how much more the one we write? We may not write it. God has written it down. You are entrusted with something and you cannot do it faithfully. How do you serve God when you can't serve one another? That's why we are not prospering. It was supposed to be. God showed me the way. And I come back, I look inside the house. I say, brother, are you ready? I have found a way. Come, let's go. You also stay here. That is the model of the Jews. That is why they are the richest prophets of the earth. You don't understand? A brother told me, he said, even the package, they have copied the Jews. He said, when you get to Britain, I've not been there. He said, when you get to Britain, if you are consulting a doctor, and in the doctor's office, you mention mechanic, that's the mechanic. You know what he wants to do? He wants to refer you to his Pakistani mechanic. If you get to the Pakistani mechanic and you are looking for a vulcanizer, he said that is what they are doing in Britain. They have collected most of the businesses. We are not competing with the world. But it was supposed to be the blessing of one is the blessing of all. But when we cannot trust you, they give you money, we're not going to see you for church again. Tithe, you're not going to pay again. Nobody can talk to you again. Covenant judgment has blinded you. You feel that there is an unseen hour. What do you when you are falsifying documents? That's where the problem lies. But look at Uriah, a Hittite. He took the document. And he carried the document. He was just going. He gave it to Joash. He saluted Joash. Joash said, right, thank you very much. He read it. Joash was also under. He is acting on instruction. He must receive instruction from the commander-in-chief. Brother Bram said the head of this church, where God himself put shoes like and enter and sit down to be dealing with me and you. He says he's a pastor. I didn't hear amen to that. You know your problem? You are looking at the man. That's your problem. Joash was in the battlefront. Far away from where David was. Just a letter explaining how Uriah should be executed. Joash did not give out the secret. He didn't tell Uriah, what do you do, Oga? Oga hates you. You know the fine way around. Bam, he kept quiet. He just called his commanding officers. Okay, set the battle like this. Uriah, stay here. Move the battle. Officer, listen to me. When you see the sign, withdraw. And they executed it as the king has said. They did it and it was. And Uriah died. And report was sent to David. Brethren, it didn't end it. Brother said, your sin will find you out. You will pay for it. If you cheat a brother, you are going to pay for it. If you cheat an unbeliever, you will pay for it. Came into that. He said, they cheated me. Let me cheat them back. The thing that makes you different from them is that when they do the things they are doing, you will not do it like them. They do like this, let me also do like them. Then you are like them, you are not a believer. So in the church of God, what God requires is harmony. Everybody be in harmony. Stay in your position. You stay in your position. I stay in my position. Give honor to whom honor it deserves. Just be doing what God asks you to do. Forget about mountain of fire. Leave witches and wizards. Brother Abraham said, God will take care of the rest. Brother Abraham said in 7th church age, he said, God moves by his spirit. Not by the amount of money that the church has. He said, moves by his spirit. And that's why the prophet told us, let me just read. I think that's the last quote. Let me read that and we close. God bless you. Thank you for being patient with me. Five, 5 0 0 2 0 0. Okay?
We have no continuing city. That's the message. I want to read paragraph 37. Now, listen to this. Roban was talking about a couple, about himself when they got married. Listen to it. Prophet said, we got married. We didn't have nothing to start housekeeping on. Sisters, can I hear amen to that? Can I hear amen to that? Sister, something is coming up in my mind towards you. And then the sister said, bro, have you prayed? Have you prayed very, very well? That is not what she's actually asking the brother. What she's asking the brother, do you have enough money? So instead of coming out clear to say, do you have enough money? He's now using money to call prayer. Reverend said, you are a hypocrite. He said, because you are thinking something else and saying another thing. I tell you what we had. A little old place where I rented. My rent cost me $4 a month. And I went into a little old place there. And somebody gave us an old-fashioned folding bed. You remember that old folding bed? Straw mattress. Straw thick on it. And we had a little old table we bought from Sears and Reebok. And chairs, we had to paint it ourselves. Everything old. Sister, you need Rebecca's faith to marry. And we had two linoleum rugs got from Johnny Jobbers. That was just a second-hand place down into there. Everything in Brother Bram's house was second new. I said that John Jobbers, so they could catch, get the benefit of it. I think they cost $1.25 apiece. I went over to Mr. Weber's. He was a junk dealer. Junk dealer. Not people that buy, I don't know how they call them here. Jarakwanu, they will hit in and be rolling their truck. They buy it, they buy pot from somebody. Brabran went there and collected it and bought it from them. Amen. And he want to marry. Hey. He was a junk dealer and bought a cooking stove. I give him $1 and something for it. And I had to pay $1.75 for grates to put in. I got an ice box from public service company for 50 cents. One they took in on swap. Somebody brought the one that is not good again. And gave the company. The company now gave him the one that is good. That is the one that the company swapped. That's what Brother Brown went and bought. Amen. Is it entering? Is it entering? Covetousness is a terrible thing. All those brothers that wear tie very neatly, everywhere clean, safe. That is not how clean their spiritual life is. Don't be deceived. He can be singing special song here because of you. You don't know? Brothers can go to any land because of a sister. He needs you, and he don't say you like special song, he go, they call singer. Every Sunday, brother, I have special song. To the glory of the Lord. Nala is to the glory of that sister. In I get there for that sister. Listen, we went into housekeeping. But friends, it was just as paradise on earth with junk property in the house. Brother said, we had each other. I had become converted in that time. Become a minister and was preaching, and I love the Lord with all my heart, and we love one another, and that is all we cared for. When you love God with all your heart, you don't leave any space for the devil to give you something to love. You love your spouse with all your heart. There is no space for you to love another woman. Where will covetousness catch you? When you have love. See. And listen to the prophet. Happiness does not consist of how much the world's goods you owe, but how contented you are with the portion that is allotted to you. May I stop here, church? If you are covetous,
and you did not know. Begin to watch the desires of your heart the way they are running. One thing that is going to set you on trigger is competition. Each time you come to church, you'll be unconsciously competing with people for nothing. Each wedding, you must tie the anchor. Whether you have it, whether it's at the expense of your pocket, the food on the table, you don't give a damn. You must tie it. Before you know, you slide into competition. And the Bible says, they that compare themselves with themselves, they are what? They are what, church? So how many fools do we have here? We have to have children of God and no fool. But that's what you become. Because you are inside of you, you are competing. And each time you come, as you are converting, you slide into competition. Your list of wants, not needs, your wants begin to increase. When you go back, Ankara, you come to church, or you go to the market, you go back, silver that has light on the head. Yeah? Are you listening? You come to church, you go back again, shoe that is blinking on the heel. You see your list? It's a subconscious list. Right inside of you, the list is building. One day, blood pressure will kill you. Because there are things you will never achieve. God will not give you something to destroy you. Because you are competing, God will not answer that prayer. All the kabash and fasting, you are just wasting your time. Deliver yourself from covetousness. When you see yourself unconsciously trying to be like a sister, do you know what that sister has gone through? I used to tell the church back at home, you want to be like pastor? Make pastor tell you a story. You don't understand. The pastor used to drive Gerica, how do you call it here, bus driver, downtown service. He used to drive down service. You don't know that. And you want to be like pastor. I said, you better pray very well. As you are praying to be like pastor, if God gives you the trial of pastor, can you stand there? So stop admiring and competing with other people. Be contented with God, what God has given you. Be contented with this message. Don't be looking for prayer mountains and prayer houses to go. Just carry this simple message. Whatever God has given you, be contented with it, and God will bless you.
Shall we bow our heads? Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life dear. Green journey, Savior, let me walk in. Oh, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee, close to Thee. All I love, my pilgrim journey, oh Savior, let me walk with you. Not for ease, not for ease. Oh, what pleasure! Oh, not for faith, my prayer shall be gladly will I toil and suffer. Oh,
Straightforward. It needs no further interpretation. And it's also a mirror that all of us have stood before. I'm sure you didn't see me. Neither do I see you. You saw yourself. How did the message describe you for now? What condition did it say you are? What did it say you lack? What did he say you need? God has spoken his mind. You talk back to him. Explain yourself to him that this is how I find myself at the moment. In case if you are dissatisfied. The prophet said this world is full of dissatisfied people. If you are dissatisfied, talk to your maker. He's the creator. And he's the one that can recreate. And except he does it, there is nothing that can do it. When you talk of contentment, money does not bring it. Properties does not bring it. Position does not bring it. It's only Christ that can bring it. Most of the people that are being accused of fraud today that are in EFCC, whatever, they are billionaires. But because they are not contented, that is what has brought them to those places. And that spirit will never leave a covetous person until their name is ringed, until their life is ringed, until all the glory they have is soiled. That is the characteristics of those spirits. But there is God in Israel that can deliver and set free. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of contentment. When it comes inside, it will give you satisfaction. Even if you don't know where the next meal will come from, you know that the God of Elijah is still alive. Does anyone want to be remembered in prayer? Just lift up your hand to him and put your request in your heart. God is God. He heareth and answereth prayers. Gracious eternal Father, We are grateful unto you this afternoon stroke evening. Lord, because you have caused your face to shine upon us. We thank you for the light from the lighthouse as it has shined upon us today. Since we came in today, you have been showing your mercy unto us, your favor, your blessing, your grace. We thank you, dear Jehovah God, for every service of the day, Sunday school morning service, and this afternoon stroke evening. It's so wonderful. We just finished hearing this, Lord, the fruit of covetousness. Just a couple of examples from the scriptures, which there are so many of them in the scriptures. But these two that have been used, O God, presented before us, Balaam and David, in the way the anointing took your servant. We thank you for every detail. We thank you for every utterance and all the inspiration. Dear Lord Jesus, I do not know what your children have spoken to you as individuals, but answer up everywhere, representing one need or the other, which those needs are only known unto you. Thou Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that can do all things, and the one that said that whosoever cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out. Look at the request behind their hands. Look at the needs behind their hands. It could be for themselves. It could be for somebody else. Maybe for their children. Maybe for their spouses. Maybe for a loved one. Or whosoever it is meant for. You are the only one that knows the details. Because in the ministry of your prophet, many discernment will fall on them. And the problem is not they themselves. If for somebody else who may not even be in the service. Thou Almighty God, you know everything. But I present these ones before you tonight, that you will be gracious, that you will be merciful, that you will answer the prayers of your people. If there be any way that we ourselves have constituted a clock, Lord, in the way of answering our prayers, may you deliver us from such, Lord. Oh God, we just ask, oh Father, that your spirit we move to every nook and cranny of our life and search everything out and flush out every deposit of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit take possession of our entire being. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May these words not fall on deaf ears, Lord. As it has entered through the right ear, may not pass through the left out, O Father. Master, I pray, dear Almighty God, that, Lord, this thing will work works of righteousness in everyone's life. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Let it deliver the oppressed. Let it save the lost. Let it restore backsliders. Let it deliver from every evil spirit that may be around anyone, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We are so grateful. We are so thankful. Thank you for your servant you have used, Lord, this afternoon, so evening. Thank you, O God, for your servant you use in the morning. Virtue has left them. May you replenish them, dear Father. O God of heaven, it was just your own design for us to have them at this time. We never foreknow it for long time, neither do they also plan it for long time. But events have it this way, and we are grateful unto you for it. Lord Jesus, these blessings may be permanent in our life. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, when they will be returning back to their station next tomorrow, as they have said, you brought them safely, may you take them safely. We desire and we pray, O God, that their return journey will be smoother and shorter than the one they brought here, O God. May the angel of the Lord lead the way, O Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. O God, the blessing you have given to us today may be permanent in our life, O God. Lord, we want to commit our pastor once again into your hand. Thou art God. Lord, you know the details of what is happening in his body. Even the doctor does not know. Sometimes they carry out tests upon tests. They don't even know what to conclude. But thou art God. You did it hundreds of thousands of times in the ministry of your prophet. A scan, spiritual scan, within seconds. And the whole result is out. Lord Jesus, not only do you produce the result, but you also produce the answer completely. We want such for your servant, dear Father. May the Holy Spirit scan his body. May you flush out every sickness. May you flush out every affliction. May you take away every discomfort. We pray, O God, you give him sleep like a normal person, their father. Lord Jesus, restore strength unto his body to the glory and the honor of your name. Give him good appetite, Heavenly Father. Whatever is lost in his body, may you replace it, dear Father. Thank you, righteous Father. We pray you strengthen the wife, oh God. Lord, as she labors to care for your servant, may you give us strength, dear Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. A little while we'll be departing back to our homes tonight. Lord, we pray that you that brought us safely in the morning, take us back home safely. We commit this new week into your hand. It's new because we have not experienced it before. Well, we thank you because thou art God and know the end from the beginning. May you go before us, Lord. Be with workers, be with business people, be with travelers. Lord, prosper, O God, your children, dear Father. You that have promised that you are going to bless the work of our hands. May you bless it, dear Father. May you establish the works of our hands. Rebuild the borders for our sake. After your promise, I've said, Lord, thank you, dear Father. May you be with students, give them wisdom, retentive memory, and understanding. Make them successful, dear Father. Those looking for job, make a way for them, Lord. Whatsoever be the need of your people, may you supply, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Protect the travelers, Lord, in all their journey. May your name be glorified. Thank you, righteous Father. If you tarry, O God, and we are here by Wednesday, bring us back again for another time of fellowship. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
The Lord bless you. I want to believe that you are happy to be in church today. I also want to believe that you are blessed today too. Well, me, I'm blessed. So that is one thing. I want to thank our visiting ministers, Pastor James and Brother Dan. We want to say that it's been very wonderful and it's been glorious. We are happy to have you and want to say we enjoy every bit of your stay. God richly bless you. We bid you Godspeed when returning back and greetings to the church back in Kaduna, sir. God bless you and we convert your prayers, but we also pray for you that the Lord will watch over all of us. God bless you all.
The deacon says somebody was asking him if we are collecting love offering again this evening. Well, we have announced on Wednesday that we normally used to collect once. But if you give 50% in the morning with the intention that this evening when they are collecting the second one, you now give the remaining 50%. Go give it to the deacons as we close. And if you have not put anything in the morning, maybe that time you went to the toilet and the plate has passed. And you now say, thank God. There's no testimony in that one. Don't thank God for it. Because God has blessed you, you have to also fulfill your own part. And so the money that you kept in your pocket for that love offering before, go give it to the deacons. Immediately we close. If you put in the money and your heart condemn you that the thing you put is not what you are supposed to put, you should have put something else. Go and put the balance. May the Lord bless you. I say God bless you. This myself. Yeah. God bless you richly. No wonder the scripture says I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. There is no message like this on earth. Since the beginning of the creation, this is the highest message ever, because it is the completion of the whole thing. You can see how wonderful it is. Even this David, the pastor, passed through that place in the morning. Exactly this route. But when he come on it again, with another way, it's something else altogether. That is how it is. We thank God for the fivefold. We thank God for the gifts. God bless you richly. I mean, it's coming glad in our heart. Shall we rise?
We will sing an hymn to dismiss. And that is what
to bring out here. Okay. Just a second. Yeah. Because I didn't wear my glasses. I'm not trying to copy Pastor St. James, but it's because I already zipped my something. So just, yeah. We are singing 218. How great is our God? When I consider the works of my God. Use our